This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Daryl is in for Ken Carmen today. Don't forget, we've got Andrew Berry on the station. Coming up later, 1 o'clock today, going to talk roughly 15 minutes about the state of the Browns. 216-474-0092. I do have a couple Browns questions for Daryl. We were talking Cavs. We talk about like appointment viewing because, yeah, so many of their games have been blowouts this year.
Yeah.
And we're having this discussion about them going from the hunters to the hunted. Is it feeling like that to everybody right now? Because, you know, it's interesting. The games have been awesome. Like watching at home, seeing the home crowds. Now, tonight they're in Orlando.
Right.
But I was thinking about this yesterday. You know, the LeBron era, I just have to frame everything we do in Cleveland sports around LeBron. The reason, because
it's the standard.
Because there was nothing like it. Everything LeBron did made national news, not just local news. Well, these Cavs aren't doing that. These Cavs are under the radar. They've been under the radar. They've been drama-free ever since Donovan Mitchell just kind of quietly re-upped.
I don't know that they're under
not
the,
been.
They, I don't know that they're under the radar, Anthony. I think that they don't attract the eyeballs because of the fact that they just go out and whoop up on the competition. They just go out and do their, you know, play ball. There is no drama. Everyone's signed. We're not talking about who's getting the next big contract and is there, you know, we're not having any of those discussions like we had in years past when LeBron was here in both iterations, LeBron 1.0. All the way to LeBron 2.0. We're not sitting here talking about, you know, the GM having to blow up half the team to keep LeBron happy and try and piece together a competitive roster. This is a team that is built to last. This is a team that's built to be competitive for the foreseeable future. Even with the acquisition we've talked about, I think we talked about this yesterday, Anthony, the acquisition of DeAndre Hunter. Like, that was not a rent-a-player situation to get us over the hump and to get by Boston and try and get into the NBA Finals and win an NBA championship. And then if you do win the Larry O'Brien Trophy, the entire team gets disassembled, right? Because everyone's up for contracts. No, this is a team that if they can win the NBA championship this year, we can start legitimately. I remember after the Cavs won in 2016, you and Ken, you guys were doing shows about how many championships the Browns and the Cavs were going to win and the then Indians were going to win, right? And it was, you know, the dynasty that the Cavaliers were about to build here in Cleveland. And then Kevin Durant went to Golden State, and that was the end of that conversation. But you can legitimately now have those conversations because you don't have what I call schizophrenic team building going on, where you're trying every year because LeBron is the center of the NBA universe. So you're trying to piece and part and mix and match to get players in here that can allow you to compete to win a championship. The team, as presently constructed with the core four, with the role players, now that DeAndre Hunter, you fold him into this thing, this team is built to compete for the next 3 to 5 years.
Yes, all of that is 100% true. Now, you don't have celebrities coming into these games. You know, you don't have, like, that era will never be matched when it comes to star power.
Right, you don't have guys flying in for Friday night's game against Boston.
They were talked about more than probably most NFL teams. Like, they had, man, the international love of the team. I couldn't believe the people who were paying for flights halfway across the world because LeBron was on the team. They don't have that. Like, Donovan Mitchell is their best player right now. We're thinking Evan Mobley could become their best player over the next few years. Neither of them have reached that level of box office must watch. You know, now I do wonder, Donovan Mitchell, there's a lot at stake. If he wins a championship or gets to the finals this year, does he start to creep up or maybe vault up those lists? Because right now, most of the lists do not have him
in the MVP race.
They haven't even had him as a top 10 player in the league.
Yeah.
But if he takes him to a championship, I mean, the Donovan Mitchell discussion changes dramatically.
Well, yeah. I mean, the unfair narrative, and I can't stress unfair enough, is that he can't win in the playoffs, right? That's what it is. His teams don't advance. He is unable to get past the conference semifinals. I think that ends this year. I think they're absolutely going to be in the conference finals.
Think of the Darius conversations we've had.
Well, I mean, we just got to keep hands, elbows, and floors away from Darius Garland's face, and he'll be fine. But the rub for Donovan has always been his team's fold in the playoffs, right, when he was with Utah.
Even though he has had some of the most amazing performances.
And that's why I say it's an unfair narrative. Like, what else do you want the guy to do? LeBron James is the aberration. He carried the 2007 Cavaliers, which I think you could argue might be one of the worst rosters ever to make an NBA Finals. No disrespect to those guys. It was I remember those finals. I remember after the sweep and Tim Duncan's hugging LeBron, I was feet away as Duncan said, "Hey, man, this is going to be your league here now soon."
Right.
Yeah, and he was right about that. But I remember that scene. I was right there. It happened right in front of me. So I look at where they're at, and it's so exciting to think about, and it's hard for me not to want to put the cart before the horse. You got to get one in the case before you can start talking about two and three and all that. But look at how Golden State was constructed back in the, 2012 to 2014 range, right? When they first met, and Kyrie doesn't get hurt. If Kevin Love doesn't have Kelly Olynyk rip his arm out of the socket, the Cavaliers probably win those NBA finals in LeBron's first year back. And then, I don't know, how does that change the course of history for 2016 and then, 27? And if the Cavaliers win back-to-back, Durant most assuredly goes to Golden State. And I understand what you're saying as far as LeBron because he's a global icon and people fly into town to see him and maybe that's not happening to the Cavs right now. Listen, the building's packed every night over there at Rocket Arena.
Energy's amazing.
The play against Memphis the other night, Sunday night, playoff atmosphere, Anthony. It was like being in a playoff game. ESPN was broadcasting it. Like, felt like watching a playoff game. They are, though, they're not off the radar. They're not or under the radar, I think is how you put it. I don't feel like the Cavaliers are under the radar. I feel like they're the hunted right now. People are trying to figure out how to beat them. People are talking about actively, whoa, the Cavs got this too big thing working. The too big thing still works in the NBA?
I guess so, Darryl. I'm going back to for 3 years, until the last Cavs year where they didn't have Kyrie. There was no chance.
Right.
Yeah, Golden State had Kevin Durant.
And it was amazing they got back to the NBA Finals that year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tough. I mean, they nearly lost in the first round.
Right, but they got back.
But those first 3 years, it was Golden State or the Cavs. There was a little bit of, there was a little bit of Houston, you know, there, understandably so. And before, obviously, Kevin Durant left, there was some OKC, and they took them to seven games. But it was the Cavs. The Cavs were up there. Do you feel like they're getting mentioned like that? Like, Boston is still in their way.
You've got Stephen A. Smith talking about how he thinks the Cavs can win the NBA championship this year. Stephen A. hates anything Cleveland related. Like, that to me, that's a red flag. I'm now legitimately,
you don't like that?
I'm legitimately concerned about the Cavaliers now because Stephen A. Smith is saying they're favored to win the NBA championship. I'm legit concerned now, right? So I think that they have the respect of the NBA. I don't think that there's anyone in the league takes them lightly.
Now, like Oklahoma City, the two things the Cavs and Oklahoma City have in common, which is why it's fascinating that they're two of the three teams that everybody's talking about, done anything in the playoffs.
Well, what if this is the new thing, right? It was Cavs-Warriors for four years. What if it becomes Cavs-Thunder for a couple of years? How do you think the world will react to that?
The NBA ratings would be down in the finals. They would. We wouldn't care. We wouldn't care at all. Who cares?
Hey, Cleveland.
They say that about the Guardians when they'd be like, what if the Guardians get to the World Series? Okay, well, I don't care if people are watching it in Los Angeles or not.
Cleveland's beautiful in the month of June.
It's the best.
We have plenty of rooftop establishments you can hang out. I remember back in 2017 doing shots with the commissioner.
I think they
on West 6th.
I think they were a little tired after doing it four straight years.
Right.
But you're right. Like we wouldn't care that the ratings would be in the tank. Like the NBA has gone in a direction ratings wise, not money. NBA is flush with cash. Like they have had no problem operating as a business. But nobody would care here whether it's Oklahoma City.
They got
or whatever.
That new NBC and Amazon money coming to them now.
Yeah, they got even more money. It's just the one thing. It's like Oklahoma City has won one playoff series with their group, with their core group right now, and the Cavs have won one playoff series. We've had as aggressive, and Kobe Altman's been aggressive every year, but they only have six playoff wins, and they were a disappointment 2 years ago, and I think, me personally, others disagree, I think they were a disappointment last year, going to seven games against a team that you did everything you could to play, and then you almost lost to. I thought that was a disappointment. I thought they were way better than Orlando last year.
But they ultimately found a way.
They did.
And that's what it's about. They found a way. And this, I understand what you're saying about they were disappointed last year, but they were trying to find the way. And you know, I got to give J.B. Bickerstaff his flowers with what he's doing in Detroit right now. The fact that the Pistons are the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference after being the worst team in the NBA a year ago. But the Cavs, they found their way. They were able to win that game seven, even though everyone, I think, chewed off all their fingernails during that game seven. The unfortunate part of last year was they were unable to give the Celtics their best shot.
Right.
This year, they're going to be able to give the Celtics everything Boston can handle.
Be awesome. All right, spring training report now, brought to you by Mr. Hero and Quinn Legal Associates. Daryl, I guess one of the big questions for our Guardians this year: who is going to play second base going into a season after the offseason they just had?
Yeah.
That is going to be on the mind of everybody. Now, one of the names you continue to hear about is Gabriel Arias.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen Vogt, your manager, had this to say about his opportunity.
It's probably where he's played the least in his career, but you know, the thing about Gabby is no matter where you put him on the field, he's one of the best defenders at that spot. So Gabby's going to continue to get a lot of looks in a bunch of different places, and second base is one of them.
But first of all, how do you feel about Gabby being the nickname for a baseball player that's going to be potentially your second baseman?
Yeah, I'm fine. Well, I don't care about nicknames. I care about whether or not he can... Yeah, who cares?
He's a gabber?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not worried about nicknames. I'm worried about can he field, which I think he can.
Okay.
Can he hit? Which we'll see. I think of the the 20 contestants they have this spring, he's the most experienced.
20.
Well, doesn't it feel that way, right? I mean, I feel like we're like on The Price is Right or something, where you have all these contestants. Well, Gabriel Arias, come on down. You're the next contestant.
They don't have the ability to send him back down anymore.
Yeah.
No, that's it. Yeah, the options are done.
I think that clip told you everything you need to know about who Stephen Vogt plans on putting at second base, because he started it with, he's never played there, but he's definitely going to get a chance.
Yeah.
It's between him and Juan Brito, and Angel Martinez,
who's been
in the outfield, and I loved him as an energy guy in May and June last year.
You can't forget Tyler Freeman, and you can't forget my guy, Daniel Hello Schneeman.
Well, he's got his list.
I mean, it's all a formality. It's all a formality for the big thing.
You think this is rigged?
No, we're just biding our time until
it's Brito.
Yeah, no.
What timeline do you realistically
put
there?
I don't know if it's going to be this year. There was a lot of people saying that it'd be by the second half this year.
I know.
And he finished the year in Lake County, which is fine for him. He's coming off. But he also played a ton of college baseball. People forget he was in Australia playing with adult men when he was in his teens, because the level of competition there is not the same.
He's like Luca.
What about Chase DeLauder? That move the needle for either of you?
No.
Okay. I'm just asking questions here, Owen.
Wasn't he pummeling the baseball before his injury last year?
Yeah.
It felt like every day there was a new update on him just crushing the baseball.
So you've got 7 contestants by my math for second base.
We've got another, month?
So there's plenty of time to add some more names.
Does it matter to you that Arias has struck out 32.3% of the time when facing major league pitching?
It matters to me. I don't think it matters to Stephen Vogt right now.
Yeah.
I think he's looking at some veteran stability in a position that had the platinum glover there. And I know how the bat ended up for Jimenez, and kind of how the postseason ended up for Jimenez.
Yeah, I was going to say, if the guy can't hit, you might as well have kept him Jimenez.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the
money-wise,
whole reason. That's the whole reason.
There's
two reasons they made the move, right? The bat was not matching the soon-to-be contract, and they were willing to sacrifice a little defense for more offense. So, I mean, I give you a hard time there, Owen. I think you're absolutely right. I think it is ultimately going to, at least at the outset, I think it's going to be Arias. But something tells me we're going to get into May and maybe early June, and then I think that's going to be the end of that.
All right, that is your spring training report brought to you by Mr. Hero and Quinn Legal Associates.